This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
On the 22nd of November 2017, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced that the Honourable Philip Ruddock was to head a review into religious freedom in Australia. The review kicked off less than a week ago on January 10th with a panel of six experts from law reform, human rights and religious backgrounds. The review is due to wrap up on the 31st of March this year, and as this directly affects our community, The Informer will be following the review closely. We're starting the conversation today with Reverend Rick Holland from St Michael's Uniting Church in Melbourne. The Informer's Daniel Roberts spoke to the Reverend earlier today and started out by asking him, as a church leader, does he believe religious organisations need protection from our community?
No, I don't think they do. I think they have perfectly adequate protection at the moment. And anyway, why should they be protected? The church should actually be on the front line and be more concerned about the community in which they're living and working than protecting themselves and hiding themselves away in some sort of reclusive freedom.
So what do you think then? Where has this review, the idea of this review, come from? Has it come from politicians or has it come from the public?
Oh, it's come totally from politicians. It's actually a smokescreen from the hard right of the government who, if you remember, before the marriage equality bill went through, it was an attempt really to water down, in my view, the very straightforward view of the public that same-sex couples should be able to get married. Of course they should. The wing of government that couldn't actually cope with that started to build itself its own little corners of defence, and out of that came this review. And it's under the guise of so-called religious freedom. If we just take, for example, the marriage equality issue, all churches across Australia at the moment have complete freedom to marry whoever they like. The Catholic Church, of course, will not, in the main, will not marry people who are divorced. They have the freedom to say no to people who come in who want to get married, and as do all the other churches. As a minister of an established church, I have a total freedom to accept or reject anybody who comes to my church and wants to be married. We already have that. I don't see why we need to talk about it any further.
Now that the review is open and people can actually make their submissions, what do you expect some of the concerns will be?
Well, I think I think the issue is actually about allowing homophobia, allowing some parts of the community, and only a minority part of the community. The marriage equality postal vote demonstrated that very clearly. But what it will allow is that certain parts of the community will be given the freedom to actually demonstrate and legally be allowed to demonstrate prejudice. It could go further. It could be homophobia. It could be racism. It could be all sorts of issues that might be given to the church under the guise of freedom. I totally oppose that. And I don't think the church should be given any special right to display things which, in my view, are totally opposed to the principle of Christianity anyway.
So, Reverend, if a member of your parish raised a concern with you, how would you address that?
What would the concern be? Give me an example.
Okay, well, if a member of the church was concerned that your church was going to conduct a gay wedding, for example, what would you say to that member of your church?
Right, well, first of all, I don't think that would be the case in my church because we have a huge support for the holy marriage equality issue in St Michael's. But nevertheless, I take the question as it stands. The point is that as a church, and this applies to the whole of the denomination to which I belong and of which I am a minister, the Uniting Church, we stand for equality. For me, that's what the whole of the marriage equality issue was about. It wasn't so much about marriage, it was about equality. And in the Uniting Church, for example, it was way back in 2003, we were the first church in Australia to do this, was that we fully accepted gay men and women into the ministry of our church and on a full and equal basis. So in the Uniting Church already we have a large proportion of our ministers, well, a significant proportion of our ministers who themselves are gay. And that's just one example of the way in which the church is making a stand on equality. And that would be my response to anybody who raised that with me. You see, I have no respect. This was the discussion during the whole of the crazy marriage equality voting campaign, that we should respect each other. The yeses and the noes. Well, I have no respect at all for the noes. If by no we mean we are making a stand against equality. Some people are more equal than others, and that particular part of the vote was saying, no. Straight people can get married, but gay people can't. I have no respect for that, and I would have no respect for that view in the life of my church if somebody approached me with that.
So, Reverend, the review has only just kicked off and it's due to finish by the end of March. Do you expect many things will change out of this religious review?
No, I don't think it will. And the reason for that is that churches already have that freedom. And I think this is the biggest single issue for me. We're not taking anything away from the churches in terms of the marriage equality decision. We're actually adding to it. We're giving freedom to the churches to choose whether they want to conduct same-sex marriages or not. So it's not a limitation. It's actually much more of an extra opportunity for churches. So I think it'll be fairly weak, and I'm not expecting it to be much of an issue as far as churches are concerned. I think the proponents of the no campaign will still be alive and well, and will still be pushing those ridiculous. Do you remember the ridiculous examples of kind of baker refused to make a cake for a gay wedding? I think it'll go. I think beyond what you might call religious freedom into the area of what they would call community freedom. But I've no worries about. What I consider to be the outcome of that whole inquiry, because I think the churches are free already, and we can't take it with it. Certainly wouldn't take any of that freedom away.
Reverend Rick Holland there talking to Daniel Roberts from St. Michael's Uniting Church earlier today.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.